Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts country's defence sector moving ahead rapidly with new resolve of self-reliant India. Filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. Interim Government of Bangladesh announces setting up of 6 commissions for key sector reforms. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And in hockey, India take on South Korea in a pool match of a Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Ulaanbaatar in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in the Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in the aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. More from our correspondent.
This conference and the adoption of the Delhi Declaration represents a significant step forward in advancing safety, security and sustainability in the Asia-Pacific civil aviation sector. It highlights the spirit of cooperation that exists among the countries of this region. India is the fastest growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India has increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports have exponentially grown from 74 to 157. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the country's defence sector is moving ahead rapidly with new resolve of self-reliant India. The minister was speaking after witnessing an air show organised during the second phase of Tarang Shakti exercise, the largest multinational air exercise underway at Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. The defence minister said Tarang Shakti is aimed at showcasing the country's military capabilities and strengthening international cooperation among the participating nations. He called upon friendly nations to elevate partnership to a new height in view of the evolving global challenges.
तरंग शक्ति के माध्यम से हमने अपनी पार्टनर कंट्रीज के साथ अपने डिफेंस टाइज को और भी मजबूत किया है साथियों आज हमारे बीच कई सारी फ्रेंडली फॉरेन डिग्निटीज भी यहां पर उपस्थित हैं मैं उनसे यह भी कहना चाहूंगा कि आप लोग जब भी भारत आए हैं तो भारत की एरोस्पेस इंडस्ट्री को अच्छे से देखिए इसका अध्ययन करिए यह मेरा आप लोगों से विनम्र निवेदन है
Lauding the country's rising military might, Mr. Singh said India's defence sector is moving ahead rapidly with new resolve of self-reliant India. The defence minister said earlier India used to import the defence equipment, but now it is exporting defence products to 90 countries.
हमारी वायुसेना और हमारा डिफेंस सेक्टर आत्मनिर्भर भारत के नए संकल्प के साथ तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है हमारा रक्षा क्षेत्र वेपन्स प्लेटफॉर्म्स एयरक्राफ्ट के निर्माण में इंडिजनाइजेशन की ओर मजबूत कदम बढ़ा चुका है आज लाइट कम्बैट एयरक्राफ्ट सेंसर राडार और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक वारफेयर जैसी चीजों में हम बहुत हद तक आत्मनिर्भर हो चुके हैं और इन क्षेत्रों में लगातार आगे बढ़ने के लिए हम प्रयासरत हैं
This strategically significant exercise has drawn participation from various countries featuring a diverse array of fighter jets and aircraft. More from our correspondent.
The skies of Jodhpur thundered with the roar of mighty flying machines, attack helicopter Prachanda and Sarang, Suryakiran aerobatic team along with fighter jet LCA Tejas thrilled the gathering with their daredevil stunts and stunning aerial performances. In the second phase of Tarang Shakti, United States fighter jets F-16 A-10, United Arab Emirates F-16, Australia EA-18, Japan F-2 and Greece F-16 have participated and displayed their prowess in the exercise. Singapore C-130, Sri Lanka Super King B-200, United States KC-135, UAE Global 6000 also displayed their aerial skills. The exercise provides a unique platform for building mutual trust, exploring avenues for interoperability and fostering strategic cooperation among the participating nations. The first phase of the exercise was conducted from 6th to 14th of the last month and the second phase will culminate on 14th September. Bhupen Singh from Jodhpur Air Base for Akashwani News.
On the sidelines of the exercise, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated India Defence Aviation Exposition, IDAX 24. This edition of IDAX at Jodhpur aims to showcase indigenous skills and the indomitable spirit of Indian aviation industries to a wide spectrum of decision makers and end users from global air forces participating in Tarang Shakti 2024. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government has been keen in promoting self-reliance of women, which paves the way for their dignified living and also empowers them. Speaking at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu after distributing sewing machines as part of the welfare scheme today, the minister said more than 2 lakh women from the city have joined the Prime Minister Jeevan Jyoti Yojana scheme. The finance minister said 60% of women have opened their own bank accounts in the country. She said the central government is earnestly working for the betterment of all sections of people in society. The coal ministry has reviewed the progress of 71 captive and commercial coal mines that are in various stages of process completion. The ministry said coal blocks are in various stages of obtaining regulatory clearances and are in varying stages of process completion. These blocks are distributed across 9 states including Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Odisha. Additional Secretary for Coal Rupinder Brar directed the allottees to take necessary steps to operationalize the coal blocks that are in advanced stages of operationalization. The ministry said the strategic review is a key step for addressing hurdles in coal blocks operationalization to meet India's growing energy needs. The National Sample Survey Office, NSSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, is holding a day-long conference on upcoming enterprise surveys in New Delhi. The conference focuses on engaging with various business associations and stakeholders to discuss upcoming surveys that will shape the understanding of India's economic and business landscape. Nearly 150 participants, including representatives from about 70 business associations covering all major sectors, are attending the conference. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR. News alerts. Filing of nominations for single phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. Voting for the first phase in the Union Territory will be held on the 18th of this month and second phase will take place on the 25th of September. In the first phase, 16 assembly constituencies of 4 southern districts of Kashmir will go to polls. Along with these constituencies, Bijbehara will also go to poll in this phase. Our Srinagar correspondent has the details.
The 16 assembly seats in Kashmir are spread in Anantnag, Kulgam, Shopian and Pulwama district. Star campaigners of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. as Bijbehara happens to be a key constituency in Anantnag, a triangular fight is expected among Iltija Mufti of People's Democratic Party, the daughter of former Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti, Sophie Yusuf of Bharatiya Janata Party, and Bashir Ahmed Wiri of National Conference Congress Alliance. A total of 1,02,081 voters will decide the fate of these candidates. Election Commission has set up 125 polling stations with assured minimum facilities in the constituency. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The BJP today criticized the West Bengal government over the reported incident of trespassers allegedly loitering outside a district judge's quarter late night in Diamond Harbour area. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra alleged that safety of the judiciary is being compromised in West Bengal. Mr. Patra accused the TMC of trying to undermine the judiciary in the state. Mr. Patra also hit out at the Congress for failing to prevent communal violence in Himachal Pradesh and Karnataka. He accused the party of doing appeasement politics. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to Switzerland beginning today. This is the third and final leg of his three-nation visit to Saudi Arabia, Germany and Switzerland. In Geneva, the External Affairs Minister will meet heads and representatives of international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. He will also meet the Swiss Foreign Minister to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. The interim government of Bangladesh has announced the setting up of 6 commissions to bring reform in 6 major sectors, including the constitution. In a televised speech to the nation last evening, Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus said the sectors are the constitution, electoral system, the judiciary, the police, anti-corruption commission, and public administration. Professor Yunus said 6 eminent citizens have been appointed to head these commissions. He said the commissions are expected to start functioning from the 1st of October and are expected to complete their work within the next 3 months. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
Professor Yunus said one of the central points of the reform plans is to establish a free election system and good governance. According to him, reforms in police and public administration, judiciary and anti-corruption commission is essential for free and fair elections. He also emphasized for the constitutional reforms to ensure representation and interest of people from all walk of life. He said, based on the commission's report, the government will hold consultations with the major political parties at the next stage. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka correspondent.
The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, due to the monsoon depression, extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over various parts of Uttar Pradesh and adjoining regions for the next 2 days.
The monsoon depression over northwest MP slowly moving north-northeastward, and today at 11:30 it will lay low to Agra. Because of that, we have given the extremely heavy rainfall warning for 2 days, and also Uttarakhand red color warning for today and tomorrow. And then further for the northern parts of MP, we have given heavy to very heavy rainfall, only orange color warning, and East Rajasthan also orange color warning. Delhi and adjoining Haryana. Further, a new system is forming over Bangladesh during next 48 hours. Because of that, we have again given the current of heavy to very heavy rainfall, West Bengal, Jharkhand and North Odisha from 13 to 15.
In hockey, defending champions India are playing against South Korea in their 4th pool match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Ulaanbaatar in China. India were leading 2-1 when reports last came in. 4-time champions India have already qualified for the semi-final after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 yesterday in their 3rd successive preliminary round win. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading higher, driven by positive global cues. BSE Sensex was trading up 171 points to 81,695. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts country's defence sector moving ahead rapidly with new resolve of self-reliant India. Filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. Interim government of Bangladesh announces setting up of 6 commissions for key sector reforms. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand till tomorrow, and in hockey, India take on South Korea in a pool match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Ulaanbaatar in China. And with that, we end the midday news.